drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices are facing scrutiny, including Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary, who says he's not backing down.
Not withdrawing your name from the situation, just to be clear.
Meeting all day with senators.
But correspondent Scott McFarlane tells us,
we're starting to hear reports about backup plans, be it Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. There's other names being bandied about here on Capitol Hill. As soon as they start talking about a backup plan, it weakens the nominee and his efforts to secure the position.
Trump will be interviewed on Friday by NBC for Sunday's Meet the Press program. The head of United Healthcare was shot to death early this morning in Manhattan.
The gunfire broke out near the New York Hilton on 6th Avenue in the heart of Midtown. 50-year-old Brian Thompson was in town for an investor conference, and police believe the shooting was targeted. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
We're reaching out to law enforcement in Minnesota, and we're also interviewing his co-workers and family members to see if there have been any specific threats against him in the past.
The suspect ran through an alley, jumped on a city bike to then pedal away into Central Park. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments on a Tennessee law that bans transgender health care for minors. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Although Justice Gorsuch was relatively silent, the other conservative justices seemed inclined to uphold the Tennessee law that would prohibit transition care to transgender youth, which means outlawing the prescribing of puberty blockers, hormonal therapy, and performing surgery.
Frustrating when you book a flight and see all those fees tacked on the final price. A Senate hearing dug into the issue of junk fees today, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us how much airlines are making from them.
$12.4 billion. That's how much five U.S. airlines made from seat fees between 2018 and 2023, according to this Senate report.
This just in, Vancouver police say a number of people have been stabbed and a suspect was shot by police. The incident happened close to the Vancouver Central Public Library. While it is officially still fall, it feels like winter in several parts of the country. This woman lives in Nashville, where she's staying at an emergency shelter.
We were not going to have what we needed to keep our home warm. I just would have been grateful just to have a place to sleep. And I just thought that was a blessing.
Some milestones for the stock market today. The Dow closed above 45,000 for the first time ever. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both closed with records as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Voters in the city of Racine will be asked for more money. The Racine Common Council has approved a referendum for the April 1st ballot. It's asking to raise the city's tax levy by $1.5 million for the Racine Fire Department. A combination of snow and wind is impacting the road home. The wind and a dusting of snow could lead to slick roads and reduced visibility. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight. The letter sent by Kenosha Unified officials say that a gun was found on a student at Indian Trail. It happened Monday at the high school after a social media post raised concerns. An initial search by officers failed to find the gun. It was later discovered when the student was detained. The state DNR is reporting a slight increase in deer hunters this year, with about 790,000 licenses sold. There was a total harvest of about 190,000 deer. The season was notably safe, with only one non-fatal firearm-related incident reported. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers head to Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This is where we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wind advisory continues this evening for gusts higher than 40 miles an hour. Scattered flurries and snow showers this evening, partly cloudy overnight. A low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, a high in the upper 20s. But warmer for the rest of the week and weekend.
It's 39 right now.
It's Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Dancing in the Street, by far their biggest hit here on WRJN. The song co-written by Marvin Gaye. The song was originally offered to Mary Wells. She turned it down. That's a good thing for Martha and the Vandellas.
Ballroom queen in Memphis. Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. Just came to see.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon. And by the way, you can still take advantage of this, the second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Today's deal is from Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. You can go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner and purchase a $40 gift certificate for $20. It's today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com.
WRJN. He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when you
back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where tonight we could see a little bit of snow activity, flurries or even a couple of scattered snow showers. Partly cloudy and a low of 13. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and a high near 28. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too. It's Johnny Mathis on WRJN.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping. Together, 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 together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Winter wonder, winter wonderland. Winter, winter wonder, wonderland.
I still love you.
for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The letter sent by Kenosha Unified officials say that a gun was found on a student at Indian Trail. It happened Monday at the high school after a social media post raised concerns. An initial search by officers failed to find the gun. It was later discovered when the student was detained. The district said no threats were made. Charges haven't yet been filed. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight, with gusts hitting up to 45 miles an hour. There will also be quick bursts of snow, which might make it hard to see while driving. It's only a little snow expected overall. The system will bring colder air for tomorrow and Friday, and it could feel like it's zero or below due to the wind chill. Warming centers are open in most communities. A new Kenosha County cop shop opens Friday. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department will start full operations in its state-of-the-art facility this week. It's on 39th Avenue, a few miles from the current station on Green Bay Road. A statement says the move will enhance the department's ability to serve the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wind advisory continues this evening for gusts higher than 40 miles an hour. Scattered flurries and snow showers this evening, partly cloudy overnight. A low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, a high in the upper 20s, but warmer for the rest of the week and weekend. Currently, it's 37.
Shiver run up my spine.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain. By the way, when Neil Sedaka appeared on the BBC News program in July of 2009, this was in the wake of the funeral for Michael Jackson, Neil Sedaka said that every time he met Jackson, he told him that this was his favorite Neil Sedaka song. Now it's Arthur Conley on WRJN.
Down.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
to fight him. The wind and pulled down from the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
Neil Diamond on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know how they always say that you should never take long afternoon naps. They should be short. Well, finding the best nap length can be the trickiest part to that midday snooze. Is 20 minutes okay? What about 30 or even 60? Well, researchers say in order to make waking easy and to prevent your afternoon siesta from affecting your bedtime, your power naps should be short and sweet. The experts say short power naps can give your brain a boost, allowing you to better problem solve, concentrate and make decisions. Once you hit the 20 to 30 minute mark, you run the risk of experiencing sleep inertia. This is when you awake feeling groggy and exhausted despite having slept.
Time!
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Here I go! Ha! Hey, hey! Take on the devil! Right behind. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by the demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The CEO of United Healthcare was shot to death in Manhattan this morning. This man was nearby.
We were outside and we heard some shots rang off, and then we ran over here and police were here in seconds.
CBS's Matt Piper in New York.
Police say the 50-year-old was shot once in the back and once in the leg in what appears to be a targeted attack outside the Hilton Midtown, just as the company's investors conference was to begin. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind.
The shooter then fled on foot and hopped on a city bike through Central Park. They have not been caught.
Donald Trump is out with more picks for his administration. Among them, he's